Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you out there in listening land, radio land. Hi, this is Dr. Cupertino coming at you with a powerful, grateful heart for the listening audience of the global vision, a global vision for living today. The Bible says without a vision, hey, everything, every man perish. But right now, we're coming to you with a very good show topic. Will I go to hell when I die? Oh, my God. We're going to blow this thing out of the water this morning because there's Greek and there is Hebrew versions of the word hell, and we're going to talk about them today. And you know why? Because so many have left the church because of teaching such as this. Oh, yeah, you're going to hell, you're going to burn, and you're going to do this and that. But let me tell you something. And I'm not going to talk about the white men right now, but back in the 1800s, when African-Americans were enslaved, coming out of slavery, they were taught that, you know, if you do some bad things, if you try to run away, if you blaspheme, you are going to go to hell, you're going to burn, and you're going to be there. Even the Catholic Church got in on this, talking about purgatory coming out from the Nicene Council of the 3rd and 4th century. But we're going to, in the few minutes that we have, we're going to talk about this topic. Will I go to hell when I die? Where is it? Sheol and Hades. Well, you know, like I just said, for centuries, mankind has been fooled that a fiery burning furnace awaits all who rejects and rejected God and his son Christ Jesus. Even Lazarus came back from the dead and made no such report about a place called hell. Somebody need to shout on that. Hell is and was a figurative place Jesus and the apostles spoke of. And the book of Revelation and scholars refer to hell as mankind's common grave. No wonder a resurrection awaits those by the call of God. The of the Lord cannot burn. Bible says Jesus, now he is spirit. Went on back up. God himself is a spirit. And the Bible and them too, it said the body, the actual flesh body, returns back to dust. And you know what? If you ask people right now here in 2023 going to 2024, do you want to go to heaven when you die? You know what? I've seen this. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And it's not even in the mind of man for that. There has got to be a call on the hearts of those that have been invited. But we can't get into that right now because we have Colonel Dr. William Harrison on the line, and he's going to help us with this topic. Will I go to hell when I die? First of all, where is it? I know it's a group called Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, I'm going to talk about them all the time. Oh, my God, they knocked the shoes off of people going door to door because when they say, oh, yeah, my pastor said I'm going to hell if I don't come to church every Sunday and all of that. And then we would say, well, where is it? Do you know many could not tell you where this so-called place called hell is? You know, a few would say, well, it's in the ground. Well, you know what? It's some analysts, some scientists, aeronautic people that are putting laser beams through Earth from a chair and a computer. They put in the beams there, and they talking about the Earth and the Earth's crust and the energy within inside of the Earth to keep the Earth in orbit. But guess what they said? We don't see no place where it's a devil running around with, or anyone with horns with a pitchfork gouging people's eyes out, and they burning and crying. So they don't see it. Now, whoever put the millions into a study like that, oh, my God, they are good. It's going to come out in the scientific journal. So, oh, my God, it's going to be, oh, my God, it's going to be a problem with some that have been teaching that because they're not going to have no other way to frighten people. They can tell you where it is. But we got Colonel Harrison here. He's going to give us some information on the Greek and the Hebrew word for hell. The Bible was written in Greek and in Hebrew. Wasn't no English language going on back then with those people. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the Bible originally being written in those languages and people going through Rome and everywhere else speaking on that? Colonel Harrison, is anyone going to hell when they die in the literal sense? You and I, we flesh and blood. Our listeners, flesh and blood. When we die, I know we're not going to run up to heaven because the Bible says some have got to sleep in death until a resurrection occurs. So we say, oh, when you die, you're going straight to heaven. That's a lie. And you're going to hear about it. You're going to hear about it right now. So Colonel Harrison, welcome aboard. Give us some information on this so-called place called hell. It is mentioned scripturally, but these two words, Sheol and Hades, Where are we at on this for our listening audience?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Cappuccino, listening audience. With respect to the word hell, in the Greek, the original Greek language, it calls it hell, which is a holden place or a place in the ground or grave. And as we look at hell from the Hebrew word Sheol, it also means a holding place, a place of darkness, a place after death. And as I looked at both of them, the Greek and the Hebrew, both made reference to the fact that this is a place in the ground where people place, for example, burial place. We call it the grave. But the grave simply holds the remains of the physical body. But beyond the holding place, then Revelation chapter 20 in the Christian Bible talks about a place of eternal damnation for people who have not accepted God's Son Jesus as the personal Lord and Savior. So we have hell and we have Sheol, which is really a holding place and a grave.
Okay, now, you know, I see a bunch of chaos going on here. I've never heard of a holding place, but I guess, are you talking about where they're waiting for a resurrection, or you're talking about somebody laying in the grave? Right. Okay, well, you got to clear that up because you have a lot of people, you have scholars here that have taken the time to understand what this Sheol and Hades mean, and a lot of people listening now, they are staking their life on an answer. I've never heard of those places being called the holding place, but I guess you can say mankind's common grave is a holding place awaiting a resurrection. Is that what you just said? I need to have clarification on that. Are people, when they die, are you saying they're going to wait in the grave? Okay, I understand that. You know, that is scriptural. But are you saying they're going to be, their remains is going to remain in the ground until they are resurrected, God put the spirit in, call them up out the grave? Is that what you're meaning? If so, explain that a little more for our listeners.
Yes, according to the Christian Bible teaching, Sheol.
No, wait, hold it. You got people of all faiths on this call, on this line. So if you're talking about the Christian, you've got to speak to all. Oh, man, that's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So if you keep referring to the Christian Bible, don't cut anyone off. The Bible in itself speaks to all races, not just Christians. When a person dies, he could be Hindu. He could be those of the Shinto faith. He could be those of the Bhagavad Gita faith. You got this. Thousands of faiths now. So we just don't want to say, according to the Christian Bible, according to the Word of God might be better, because we don't want to lose anyone. There's a lot of good people, a lot of bad people, a lot of people in different faiths. So we're here to talk to the whole global human race. we're just not focusing in on what the Christian Bible says. Yes, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, many are, but we're not going to focus on that as if we're better than other religions. I'm not saying we are, I'm not saying we are not. But if we're talking about every man and woman and child, every person, no matter what faith they're in, they're going to die. One day, the Bible says, the Bible, see, I'm not going on the Christian thing, the Bible says that it is appointed once for man to die. So the Hindu going to die, Mexican going to die, the people over in Africa going to die. The whole, anyone living today is going to have to die. So what we're doing here on the global vision for living today, we're talking about everyone that's going to die. Where are they going when they die? Many on this call, they're scholars. They want to know, okay, well, then I've been hearing this all my life. I'm going to hell. I just established right here now, and you have with Sheol and Hades, that there really is no place at all that many have been taught where you're going to go and burn and burn and burn. Now, Revelation talks about Satan and those fallen angels that are going to be heading off to an abyss. We might need to bring the ABYSS in, but right now, no man can say, I died yesterday and I went to hell, and I'm coming back, and I'm showing you my body all burned up and scratched up and tarred. I don't know about that. Many do not know about that. So were these apostles, was John on the island of Patmos, who actually wrote the book of Revelation? Now, did he say he himself was going to hell and burned to a crisp? Oh, my God. Even now, if you put a flame to a piece of paper, it's going to dissolve that. You burn a house down to the ground. It's gone. It's gone down to the ground. It's burned up. In order to establish that house again, you got to move all that debris out and build using new materials. So we want to let the people know, if you are thinking that you're going to hell or burn because you're doing anything wrong, look up the word Sheol, S-H-E-O-L, the word Hades. Now, to know this knowledge is not at all for a person to say, oh, yeah, you know, I've been waiting to hear something like this. I can do what I want. No, that is not the way. That's not the way. When the Bible speaks of eternal death, everlasting death, that is what he means, eternal death, everlasting death, never to surface again. It doesn't say, but you're going to lay in a burning pit for 1,000 years and come on back. That's something that is akin to a message from Jesus Christ himself to none other than Satan the devil. And we can't go into all that in a 30-minute show. But we're trying to establish right now, and I'm going to give you an example, what we're trying to establish. My mama, her remains is laying out there in Inglewood Park Cemetery. My father, his remains is laying out there in Rose Hills. But if they exhume them, and you guys have seen this on 48 Hours, and then they got a new show after 48 Hours, and all these shows where they have to exhume the body, they have got to redo an autopsy. Guess what? Their remains is there. They aren't out of that ground, out of that casket, somewhere burning in hell. Check it out. And the doctor is picking at some flesh or something, some other material tissue of that body. That body has not roasted up in no hell. There it is. Oops, there it is. And we know in the Bible, the spirit of God, spirit man, how you going to burn a spirit up? Let's get real. How are we going to burn up a spirit? You're not going to burn the spirit up The Spirit of God, he said, I'm going to give you my Spirit. That's how you're going to come to life and live. Bible says he created Adam. He was the Spirit God that created a human man. So how is that supposed to happen? My mama ain't came back to me saying, oh, I'm in here, I'm burning up. My mama's remains is there. My daddy's remains is there. And they can exhume her, and there they're going to be. In that kind of decomposed position. How is that supposed to happen? Oh, I mean, years ago, I could eat this up. And that's why you have people leaving the church now. They're not leaving Colonel Harrison's church, I believe. They're leaving now because, and even in the days of politics, oh, my gosh, this stuff is too hard for me to believe. So the Bible says many turned away and went on back following those other false gods and false so-called prophets. But I don't know what, and I challenge anyone on this line. You call me or send me an email and let me know if anybody you know, your beloved mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, have they called you on the telephone? And said, oh, well, you know, I just want to let you know I'm in hell. And, you know, we got to stop this, saying that, oh, well, I know they're in a better place. And, oh, yeah, I know they're in heaven now. Okay, Grandma, I'm coming to meet you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We have been taught wrong. And you know what? I hate to say this, but us, some of us as black folk, it's just as confused as can be. But I'm going to tell you something. They're walking away. They're walking away because no one can understand that. Ain't mom ain't came back and told me she's burning nowhere. My father ain't told me that. I challenge you. If you still believe after this radio show that you are going to hell, please let us know of somebody that you know that's already there. I'd like to have them on this radio show. See, the Bible says we need to handle the truth alike. When Adam and Eve, let's take it back, and I want Colonel to expound on this. When they committed that sin, all was said by God himself was that surely you will die. He didn't say you're going to die and go be tormented and burn up. He just said, I'm putting you out of here. You getting out of this garden. You going out, and you will die. Surely in the day, and back then a day was as a thousand years. He did not tell them. Why didn't he tell them? You going and burn up, and that serpent was not even magnified then to even say anything, because he got magnified in the book of Matthew 4, trailing Jesus up the hill, asking him the same thing, almost jump off of here. And give me an act of worship, and I'm going to give you this, all the kingdoms of the earth. Wasn't nobody talking about that then? So right now, here we are. I challenge any church member to have a sermon that asks, am I going to hell? I tell you what, I bet you'll be filled up then, because they ain't listened to that rhetoric many of them out there is putting up. The LGBT people buying up all the buildings, and I heard that somebody else buying up these church buildings. And in a minute, if you really don't answer some of these questions, the few that many do have, they ain't going to deal with that, you know, unless they good friends or something. They ain't got nothing to do on Sunday, so I guess I'll go over there. Do it while you can, because Christianity, now I'm using that word, is in trouble. We have dishonored God and dishonored his son. Colonel Harrison, if someone was to come up out the grave, which we know they not, if they go come out the grave and say, yeah, I'm in hell, how would they even talk with the spirit taken away? The Bible says it goes back to God who gave it. and there's the remains there to decompose in the ground. I mean, what in the world have we been listening to? Well, I guess we ain't been listening much because it ain't any there. Right now, the toll is about 12%. 12% of people that's going into churches. So right now, any sane minister, gospel preaching minister or pastor, they got to now start telling the truth. People will come to hear the truth, but some hogwash that has not been proven by any kind of evidence that the human eye can see, no. They, me and anybody else is in trouble that teaches against the word or just saying something to scare somebody up and yeah, you and your whole family. You know, it's a family that five got burned up. They gone. They said they was, the farmer said they were all burned up beyond recognition and whatever. Is out of hell? They taking their ashes and whatever else to somewhere. Now, the Bible says the spirit goes back to God. That's God's business. And God hasn't crossed that threshold yet to say, okay, billions is going to burn up. You know what? Even in the last days of the tribulation, all those killed by God. The Bible says, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah says that the carrion birds are going to come eat them up. Ain't nobody got time to bury millions and millions of people. And if you think about a nuclear war, that's going to eat them up. Because one of the apostles and one of the ancient prophets said that he saw where the flesh is going to fall off the bones while they live and going to burn the eyes out the sockets. That's nuclear war. Prophesied thousands of years ago. They say they going to hell and burn. Sheol and Hades. Do your homework. Colonel Harrison, what else can we add to this topic? Will I go to hell when I die? Where is it? I don't even want to go there. We touched on that a bit. I don't think we need to go and talk about, well, where is hell? We just said it's some smart people on there, scientists. There ain't nothing there but the minerals, potassium, magnesium, selenium, all of the minerals. Like if you go in a health food store and ask for minerals, some of them minerals, I don't know if they're synthetic or not, you got to take them to keep the body going because that's what the body was created out of. But ain't nothing else. Ain't nothing else. That's why God reached down and he made man out of the earth, out of the dust. So we need to get this thing straight. Colonel Harrison, what else can we add about this place called hell, the Sheol and Hades?
That it is a grave holding place for the dead. And after death comes the judgment. God will bring forth judgment upon every person born in the world.
Yes.
And we'll be judged according to the works that we do and whether or not we accepted God, Jehovah, as God the creator, God our maker, God the maker of mankind, heaven and earth and everything that dwell therein. Some people refer to hell in a literal, in a general sense, that they're living through hell on earth when they're having a hard time. But we are talking about teachings as it pertains to the Greek, which hell is the word, and according to the Hebrew, Sheol is the word. But it's a holding place. It's a grave for the dead. And then later the dead will be judged by God, the creator, at the last day, which is called Judgment Day, which may come today, may come tomorrow, may come future. But just know that it's a holding place, and everyone that's born will be held accountable for God, by God, for our lives, for what we have done during the years of our lives. How have we lived our lives? Have we helped anybody? Have we helped to tell people about God? Have we helped to make people's lives better? Have we taken care of our seniors? Have we taken care of our children? Have we loved our fellow, loved God? Have we loved our fellow man? We all will be judged, ultimately, when our spirits are resurrected from the dead and the grave.
Oh, my God. You know what? That sounds very, very scary. And see, hey, you guys, we're teaching this because we don't want you to embarrass God. We're tired of the lies about God and what he said and what he's going to do. because Isaiah said he will do what he said he will do. And that also is a Christian song. But now let me add this to it, because, Colonel, you brought out a very good point. Where does that leave people that have misjudged God and what he said, and people that have gone around teaching that you're going to hell if you don't do this? You're going to hell if you don't do that. The Bible speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. You're not going to be part of that. You ain't going to be part of that. You're not going to be in a holding tank for a resurrection. That is not what the Bible says. That is not what the Bible says. It says when a person dies, he returns back to the dust where he came from. He didn't say, yeah, and you return to the dust, and you're going to lay there for 100 years, and then all of a sudden, here comes somebody with a pitchfork and a horns. I mean, that is just as ludicrous as all get up. And I was telling some of our church members on Sunday, 50, 40, maybe even 30 years ago, you could go out and say anything. And they say, oh, yeah, God is good, yeah. And go somewhere and get you some pig feet and some collard greens. Well, guess what? That ain't today. You got all kind of men and women who are scholars in their own right. They have taken up comparative religion. They have taken up the study of the Old Testament, study of the New Testament. And I tell everybody, you don't know what you ought to know. There's on YouTube, there is a story. It's 3 hours long. It is called that. Now, if you can't sit for 3 hours, then sit for an hour and come back to it. But that will give you the history. You know, nothing is more degrading of God than so-called people talking about they love God and they don't know nothing about him. Because I'm going to tell you something. You know anything about him, you fighting. You ain't praying with him. You not walking with Satan Monday through Friday and then trying to talk about God Saturday and Sunday. You're not doing that. Somebody sent me a text saying, everybody, doctor, that don't believe in God, you better leave him alone because you're a mighty woman. Satan is after you, mighty woman. Oh, I already know that. Anybody around you in error, making error, yeah. But let me tell you something. Colonel has spoken. We have learned about mankind's common grave. And if you want more information, the only people I will direct you to right now is Jehovah's Witnesses. Because all these others, they stand everything. Yeah, you going to heaven. What you going to do up there? They can't tell you that. Yeah, you going to heaven. Well, how do you know? They can't tell you that. Oh, yeah, you going to heaven. Well, when? Colonel Harrison just talked about a judgment time. You ain't going to die today and run to hell or wherever they claim you're going. Hey, we're going to have, I see all the hands. This will be our subject again next Saturday. I know it's Christmas time, but will I go to hell when I die? So write this down, come with some questions. I'm going to open the portals up. I usually do not do it, but if you want to express your views, go ahead. Just make sure God has honored you enough for you to say that I mean it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't die before next week. So we have got to help you over into your next eternity. Colonel Harrison says a holding place. I think that's about as close as we're going to get, because you're not going to die today and you in heaven. Where's your marching orders? And mainly you want to ask yourself this week, what am I supposed to do when I get there? God ain't no fool. He ain't calling you to do something. He don't have no marching orders. His son said, follow me. Hallelujah. Have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. God bless you all.